Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumba Tailash. We take a look at the headlines. Kabwe District Commissioner cautions heads of departments. FM Cleaning Services empowers its workers with 14 houses and 20 residential pupils. In international news, former DRC Congo President Kabila seen in Kenya weeks after being sentenced to death. And in sports, Morocco reaches historic FIFA Under 20 World Cup final. And now the news in detail. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Engineer Colin Zinzovu has officially launched the National Hand Hygiene for All roadmap during the 2025 Global Hand Washing Day commemoration held in Lusaka. Mr. Nzovu reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to hand hygiene as a cornerstone of public health and national development. He said this in a speech delivered on his behalf by the ministry's permanent secretary, Engineer Romas Kamanga. This year's commemoration was held under the theme, Be a Hand Washing Hero, a call to action for every citizen to take personal responsibility in promoting hygiene and preventing disease. Mr. Nzovu highlighted the critical role of hand washing in reducing diarrheal diseases by up to 40% and respiratory infections by 20%, especially among children. He thanked UNICEF, WaterAid and the Technical Committee for their support in developing the roadmap, reaffirming the ministry's commitment to achieving Sustainable Development Goal No. 6 and Vision 2030.
This roadmap represents a strategic national blueprint, our 5-year commitment to transforming the vision of hand hygiene for all into measurable and sustainable action. The roadmap outlines the multi-sectoral approach that seeks to institutionalize hand hygiene policies across government, ministries, and sectors. Invest in sustainable hand hygiene infrastructure in schools, health facilities, markets, and public spaces. Promote innovation and sustainable behavior change communication tailored to local context and communities. Strengthen monitoring and evaluation mechanisms to ensure accountability and celebrate our collective achievements as true hand washing heroes.
Meanwhile, WaterAid Zambia has congratulated the government on the launch of the hand hygiene roadmap, describing it as a strong step forward in advancing public health. Organization's country director, Yanko Mataya, urged stakeholders to reflect on the year 2020 when the world was under lockdown due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Ms. Mataya recalled that the government and UNICEF introduced the Global Hand Hygiene Initiative to strengthen coordination and control the spread of the virus. Lusaka Mayor Chilando Chitangala has urged all stakeholders to work together in making hygiene a shared national culture. Ms. Chitangala emphasized the importance of collaboration between the central government and local authorities to ensure communities have access to treated water and proper hygiene services. Kabwe District Commissioner Lennox Shimwambwa has cautioned heads of departments against frustrating government's decentralization program by taking casual approach towards implementation of the Constituency Development Fund CDF projects. speaking during the District Development Coordinating Committee DDCC meeting, Mr. Shumwamwa says CDF should be used to benefit the people. He says high-density areas like Makululu townships have continued grappling with poverty, poor water reticulation systems, despite the huge sums of money the government has been releasing to the councils through CDF. He says it is also time the local authority started building a 1x3 classroom block, as opposed to the construction of the usual 1x2 classroom blocks, to effectively deal with the challenge of the learner spaces. Mr. Shumwamwa called for teamwork among HODs for Kawe to record meaningful development. Meanwhile, Mr. Shumwamwa has urged the District Health Administration to ensure patients are given the required medicines whenever they seek health services from the public health facilities. He says the District Administration will not allow the continued trend of giving prescriptions to patients when the government is spending huge sums of money on the procurement of essential drugs. Acting Local Government Service Commission Chairperson Brian Ndumba is impressed with the design and quality of work for the newly constructed Moyo Maternity Annex at Moyo Rural Health Center in Nalolo District. Mr. Ndumba proposed to engage the provincial leadership in Western Province to ensure that the design and model for Moyo Maternity Annex is replicated across the province. He said this when he led a team from the Local Government Service Commission who toured the facility on Wednesday, October 14th, to appreciate some CDF projects in Nalolo District. The Moyo Maternity Annex was built at 1,195,000 kwacha, 876 kwacha at the Tiningwe using the 2022 expanded constituency development fund. Mr. Ndumba also praised the local contractor for the good workmanship and urged local authorities to prioritize local contractors. The installation of streetlights on Moyo Road is being implemented at over 1.8 million kwacha using the roads funds by another local contractor, Western Goods Foundation Business Ventures.
Where we have a school facility, where we have a health facility, this facility for women, for our mothers, must be there. But I'm most impressed with the kind of structure, because in other districts, just this block, it's like a health post or a clinic. So maybe we need to engage the provincial leadership so that this can now be a model in every district. Otherwise, these are good works. They are very, very good works. Now, we are talking about the capacity of local contractors. And you say, if I heard you well, that this is done by local contractors. Sure, then there is no need to go to SACA to get local contractors when our own people can do such kind of infrastructure.
FM Cleaning Services has empowered its workers with 14 houses and 20 residential plots in Mazavula compound of Kaziba Ward under the Winanzuwo competition, a key part of the Makumbi Housing Initiative. The development seeks to improve the welfare of employees by enabling them to own decent homes. The initiative, undertaken in partnership with FQM Kansashi Mine, is aimed at motivating workers and other low-income earners to acquire land and housing, thereby promoting better living standards and sustainable community development. Speaking during the official handover ceremony, FM Cleaning Services Managing Director Lawrence Makumbi says the housing project launched 3 years ago was part of the company's commitment to reward dedicated employees who have supported its growth over the past 40 years.
This is a success story and a great example of good corporate social responsibility by FM Cleaning Services, and on the other hand, a true symbol of development that comes as a result of good economic policies of President Hakainde Hichilema and the UPND government, and great business partnerships between locals and investors. By Kansanshi Mine offering this cleaning contract to FM Cleaning Services, which has now, from the resources from the contract at the mine, invested in houses and plots for its workers. We wish to thank Kansanshi Mine for offering these contracts to locals.
Founder and